From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. The State Department of Natural Resources has been handing out citations for violating the burning ban currently in place for several Minnesota counties. Conservation Officer Tony Hams in Warroad says violations encountered over the last week include failure to obtain a burn permit and burning during a ban. Hams also encountered violations for failure to tend a trap and leaving a trap for after the season. Conservation Officer Sarah Yon in Thief River Falls spent time working on fire-related enforcement. Yon says dry conditions in the area continue and extreme cautions needed with any fire. Enforcement action was taken for burning prohibited materials. Conservation Officer Nick Brusewitz in Carlstead also reports that time was spent following up on a wildfire investigation and working a fire detection detail. Minnesota DNR is warning boaters about the potential for low water levels in the state's lakes and rivers. Drought conditions are affecting about 40% of the state, leading to difficulties in launching boats in some areas. Conservation officers say boaters need to exercise caution and watch for hazards like shallow rocks and trees. The DNR is currently working on repairing boat ramps that were damaged during the winter and will extend them where possible. A cow-calf producer in Roseau County is concerned about the potential threat of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Shane Isney of Badger says infections in goats, dairy cattle, and humans are alarming.
Obviously, it's a concern. We hope for the best within our personal herd, or we have a lot of folks up here in the poultry industry, and you know, a lot of concern there again for them. And yeah, it's something we just have to continue to monitor.
Isney says there aren't many precautions that he can take.
Just to monitor it, and you know, if we're aware of any cases of that nearby, pay extra attention to it.
Avian flu has been detected on dairy farms in several states, and Minnesota had a case of the disease in young goats late last month. School board members in East Grand Forks voted to pass a resolution that would cut some programs and positions. That's the latest in a wave of districts throughout the Red River Valley that have done the same. The vote came last night during a regular meeting of the East Grand Forks School Board. Some of the positions being targeted include an assistant principal, a school counselor, special education position, and two social workers. School officials say the reason for the cuts is due to a budget deficit caused by the loss of COVID-19 money. Authorities are investigating a suspicious fire at a historic bandshell in Smoky Bear Park in International Falls. The fire was reported around 1 p.m. Sunday and it quickly spread, causing significant damage to the wooden structure. Initial reports suggest the fire might have been intentionally set. Local investigators will collaborate with the Minnesota Fire Marshal to investigate the cause. And the National Weather Service is hosting a Skywarn Training Storm Spotter program this month in Polk County. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Department, the classes are designed as both an informational class for the general public and certification training for the serious Skywarn Spotter. The class covers the basics of storm development, storm structure, what constitutes a severe weather, and how to report severe weather. Additional information on severe weather safety is also covered. Sessions are scheduled for April 23rd at the Kiel Auditorium in Crookston and April 24th at the Erskine Community Center in Erskine. For more information, contact the Polk County Emergency Management Office. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.